A Kangaroo Fern production.
Just important to know who your target market is. You just need to know that, like you know the back of your hand. You've got to be really confident that you know who your ideal client is. Be passionate about what you do. If you're not passionate about it and it doesn't give you a reason to get out of bed in the morning, then you're obviously not in the right business. Always try and pay it forward to others. It's very important that that you're not totally finance focused, because there are other people that you could be offering your advice or your services to that, you know, you never know, they may pay it forward to you one day or they might pay it forward to somebody else. So it takes one person to start an avalanche of care, I guess. I love paying it forward to other business owners. Quite often I work for nothing, because, you know, they're a bit challenged financially, or I can see that they could do a bit of a hand up or whatever. So yeah, I don't make a lot of money out of my business for that reason. I'm too soft, I think, maybe. So you can't be totally financially focused. It's unless you're just a hard nose and that's what you're in business for. But if you're in business just to make money, then you're not in the right space. Go and work for somebody else. To me, you've got to be kind. You've got to be kind to yourself. You've got to be kind to others.
The Tribe Podcast Show is a production of Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, which is all about supporting you to start and build a thriving business. Tribe Podcast on Auspod Syndicate.
Tiring of more than 35 years in high-level administrative roles in a corporate firm, Rose started her business as DOS Biz in 2015, promoting administrative service that she could provide female entrepreneurs, however, did not light her up. In 2020, Rose pivoted her business as her passion and timely lies. In being visual creative, she now offers service that fulfills this passion to speakers, thought leaders and influencer by creating a PowerPoint presentation and promotional video. Rose is a published co-author and she is Magic Always and the podcast host on Talking with the Expert.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host,
Rose Davidson. Welcome to the Tribe Podcast under Auspod Syndicate. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking me to come on.
Thank you so much for your time as well. Rose, I know it's been busy nowadays, even it's pandemic, we have a lot of work running through.
Yes.
It's getting busy because of the pandemic, because everyone is doing virtual event, doing work from home. So we've been busy because of that. And we never expected it to be like that. So to our audience and to our listeners as well, can you tell us about yourself?
Well, I'm I guess a mature aged entrepreneur. I started my business, you know, late in life. I, as you introed, I have worked in the corporate field in admin roles for like more than 35 years. And quite honestly, I got really tired of working for somebody else. And I thought, I've got all these great skills, I've got all this great knowledge. And I'd been in contact with some female, you know, business owners. You know, why don't you teach your skills to those out there that are just starting up? So that's what I decided to do. However, in 2020, just before the pandemic hit, I decided I was going to pivot my business because doing admin work wasn't fun anymore. So I decided that I'd start doing PowerPoint presentations and making promotional videos for small business owners and speakers. And just as I was getting into that, then the pandemic hit in March last year. So it was an opportune time to actually work with speakers and consultants and coaches, because a lot of them couldn't do in-person events any longer. So I could help them get their events online, their offline events online. So that's been quite an interesting journey. And a lot of them were a bit afraid at the beginning because, you know, they were not very tech savvy, and they'd, didn't know how they'd go speaking to camera, because, you know, most of them hadn't done it before. And they think, you know, speaking to camera is a lot different than speaking to, you know, person face to face, but it isn't really. It's pretty much the same. So, that's how my new business started. And, I'm doing very well. And then in July, I started talking with the experts because I could see a lot of business owners were not doing so well, I guess. You know, they didn't know how to change their business around. So I thought, well, why not get some global business leaders together and discuss with them ways that they could help small business? And so that's happened. And I've just recorded my 150th episode since July last year. So I'm pretty happy with that. And that's my up to date, pretty much.
So how important...
This podcast is brought to you by Ospad Syndicate, powered by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab. Kangaroo Fern is Australia's independent video and podcast management agency with a mission to help individuals and entrepreneurs to start their own podcast and harness the power of podcasting. Book now via www.kangaroofern.com.
The video promotional for a small business.
It's because everything's online pretty much now. Video promotion is pretty important for any small business, a speaker, consultant, coach, or just the general small business owner. It gets more eyes on your business, and, you know, they only have to be 20 to 30 seconds long. As you know, you post it on social media in a group or on your page or whatever, and or on your personal profile even, and it just gets more eyes on your business. It lets people know what you do, and of course, then that will turn into more customers.
So, what is the biggest surprise you had in the last few months, and why?
Wow, the biggest surprise. I think it's the way that, people were so frightened to embrace the technology that's been around for such a long time. You know, Zoom's been around forever, almost forever. And people have, in the last 12 months, have just embraced it because they've had no way else to communicate. Before, it was just phones. And if you wanted a meeting, of course, then you'd drive several kilometres or you'd fly, you know, halfway across the country. Well, now you just have to Zoom in and you can still have that meeting. And, you know, it saves money and most often saves time, because a one-hour meeting now will be cut down in a live event to a much shorter period, because people, you know, their attention span's not as great. And you really can't lie to a camera if you are bored with the topic. People can actually see that you're falling asleep, where face-to-face, they couldn't normally do that. So that was my biggest surprise with how people have embraced the technology that has been available to them for a long time, but they've not used.
So based on your experience working with a small business, entrepreneurs, but leader, what is your advice to people who is thinking on starting up like an online business? What they need to know, and what mistake that they should not doing?
I think basically the stuff they need to know is, make sure that you have all your facts before you even get into business. So make sure that, you know, and you have all your insurances in place, and you have, you know, processes in place and all sorts of things like that. Don't just go in and say, I've got this really great idea, let's go and make it into a business, because half the time that doesn't work. You have to actually have passion for what it is that you want to go into business for. You also have to know who your audience is So you can't just go around and say, well, I've got this great idea or this great product, but and I'll have an audience to sell it to. Sometimes people get into a business and they don't know who their customer is. Their customer base is too broad. So and a lot of businesses don't fare very well because of the fact that they don't know who their ideal customer is. So it's really, really important to do a lot of research on that. Do a lot of, surveys, ask your friends, ask your family, go around to different businesses that have similar businesses to what you want to do, just to find out, and ask questions all the time to get the answers that you need before you even go out on your own, especially if you've already got a job and you're going to leave your 9-to-5 to go out on your own. It's just important to make sure that you've got all your facts right and everything is aligned properly. Make sure that you have all your legal paperwork in place. It is, people don't get insurance, but if you are going to be in business, it's advisable to get insurance because you don't know if someone's going to sue you for whatever reasons. Even if you have an online business, you need to have at least some insurance if you're working with other people's documents or information, because if you as the business owner do something that breaks a trust or you lose a document that's really important, they can sue you and it can be quite a substantial amount of money. And if you don't have that money, then you've lost everything. So make sure you're insured. That's another piece of really strong advice that I would give. Make sure you document your processes. That's really important as well. Because your business probably will grow in, 3, 4, 5 years. So when you do a process, write it down, put it in a Word document and put it on your computer or whatever, and make sure that you keep a copy, keep updating it all the time. It's important because then when you do finally employ staff, then you can give that document to that staff member and they can do the job just as well as you can because you've documented the steps that are necessary to do a particular process. You do have to have fun. It's important to do that. Don't be a workaholic. Spend some time for yourself. You've got to have self-care days. Don't let your family suffer because, you want to get your business up and going because you'll end up with burnout and you won't have fun and your family won't have fun and there could be all sorts of issues.
Actually, that's my next question. How would you, on the burnout, how would you get on the burnout? So some entrepreneurs, they have, because of workaholic, more than 9 to 5 hours working because of you don't do it, so no one will do it. How would you challenge yourself to like the burnout? What option do you do so that you don't get burnout on your work?
You need to take weekends off. You have to be very strong with yourself. Do your 9-to-5 Monday to Friday and make sure that you have at least one day off a week, one day to spend with yourself and one day to spend with your family. Because even having a family can cause burnout because you haven't relaxed from your 9-to-5 work. You're not enjoying your family time. So you really need to have some time for yourself. That is a must. A male or female, it doesn't matter. You have to have time for yourself. So whether that's golfing or swimming or going for a walk out in nature or whatever that might be, just go and do it. And then, spend some quality time with your family too. That's really, really important.
Thank you for that. We'll go back on the actual audience. You have to have the right audience if you are starting up your business. So you have to know your customer avatar. Do you also believe that as a new entrepreneur, you need to have a mentor as well?
Mentors and coaches are two different things, so just be aware of that. But yes, it is sometimes good to have a mentor. Please don't make it a family member. Make it somebody outside of your family. Families either have the best intentions to help you in your business, but not necessarily the right intentions. So get a proper business mentor or a business coach. It's really important to get someone from outside your close circle of friends to be either of those things. And you know, if you don't have the support of your family, well, don't let that worry you too much, because you know, if you're confident that the business idea that you have can work, that's really all that matters. But having a mentor is always very helpful.
As a woman entrepreneurs, what is the biggest challenge facing you right now?
As a woman?
Yeah, as a woman entrepreneurs.
This podcast is brought to you by Ospad Syndicate, powered by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab. Kangaroo Fern is Australia's independent video and podcast management agency with a mission to help individuals and entrepreneurs to start their own podcast and harness the power of podcasting. Book now via www.kangaroofern.com.
I guess for me, it's not so much of a challenge because all my kids are grown up and, you know, they don't live at home anymore. But for ones that have young children, it's finding the time to be a mum and not get the mum guilt. That's quite a difficult thing, because women are conditioned to, you know, be at home with the children and working at home. I mean, that gives you the opportunity, obviously, to spend some time with your kids. However, when you're trying to get work done and you've got a toddler around your ankles, you know, demanding your time, you haven't got time to do work. So it's pretty much being a female entrepreneur is just as difficult as being a female that goes out and works in the corporate world or in, you know, a 9-to-5 job. It's just really hard. It can be quite stressful because you've got more than one role to fulfill.
On your business right now, so you've been successful in your business right now. So been working on a corporate job for 35 years, and then you set up your own business. What is your failure, and what did you learn from it?
Oh, a failure?
Yeah,
failure. My goodness, I've had quite a few failures along the road. I thought I could be a famous author, and so I made an ebook, or a couple of them really. I put them on Amazon thinking I'd make $1 million, and that was a real disappointment. Because, you know, after I reread it 10 times, I thought I had all the spelling mistakes out of it and all the grammatical errors out of it, and then I was rewriting it and I found all these errors, and I thought, well, it's no wonder no one wanted to buy it, because it was just full of rubbish mistakes, and it wasn't very professional. So I don't blame anyone for not buying it. I think my daughter bought a copy and that was about it. I think another failure is in the beginning I was too broad in my avatar, in my target audience. I wanted to serve absolutely everybody, but you can't do that when you're first starting. You've got to start little and then work your way up. Don't do it the other way around, because you'll end up with lots of tears and tantrums otherwise.
From that failure, how did you learn from it?
What did I learn?
Come off.
Yeah, just slow down. Slow down. Be more careful with my marketing. So target my marketing to a certain niche, and then go from there. Yeah. So I just wanted to serve every dog and his breakfast, but you know, you find one category and then you can spread it around afterwards after you've nailed that particular category, and then you can broaden it out after that.
So how important is the niche? You niche down.
Oh, absolutely. It's if you don't niche down, it's then as I said, you're serving every dog and his breakfast, and so it's just a whole mess. And and people get confused by your message because they don't really know if it fits for them. So, yeah, so your messaging becomes confusing to the ones that you really want to work with because they don't really understand who you want to work with. And it's really important that you know in your heart who you want to work with in the initial stages, so that your target audience understands what you're trying to convey to them. And when you're doing that too, you have to use the words that they use. Don't presume that you know what they think and what you know about what you think you know about them. You actually need to use words that they understand. So, I mean, it's not like a conversation like we're having. There's actually specific types of words that certain business types use that you don't think, and you don't think to you need to investigate those words and how they speak. So you need to go into groups and see how they write their blogs, or see how they write their how they write their posts in a certain group. You can pretty much figure out from there who belongs to what target audience.
So can you give me three people who has been, let's say, the most influential to you on with your business?
Well, I must say that there's two people. I don't really have three, but I have two. There's a really lovely friend I have in Adelaide. She's had five businesses. She's been very wealthy in her businesses, and she's done multi-level marketing. She's a speaker. She's just an awesome person, and she's given me the confidence to go further and to broaden my horizons a little bit. And the other one comes from Melbourne, and he is a search engine optimizer and a digital marketer, and he's helped me a lot too because of his personality. I think it's not what he does as his job, it's just the person that he is has been quite influential on me.
Can you give us, what is your best resources that help you along the way?
I don't know that I have a best resource. I think I just do what I do. I like to research a lot of things. If I don't know something, I'll go to Google, because Google knows everything. So as far as, they're like an encyclopedia. So, yeah, if I don't know something, if I've got a problem with my own website, then I'll Google and find out, or I'll go to somebody who can help me. And then I'll just do it myself. I've built six websites, so I'm pretty proud of that. I've got three of my own at the moment, and then I've built three others, which isn't my job, and I don't know coding. I don't know any of those things, but yeah, I just build websites because it's creative. I like to do it because it brings out my creativity. Another tool that I use is obviously PowerPoint, because I like to be creative and put, lots of nice colours and things in it. And I like making videos. I use an online platform. I actually use two of them to make my videos with. I don't, go and take film out in the world, although I could do that and then put it into a video if I wanted to. But I choose just to use an online program to do it. And they're my favourite tools.
Thank you. So what is your favourite tools that you, when you're doing your So PowerPoint and doing your promotional video, what tools are you using?
Well, for PowerPoint, it's obviously PowerPoint, so it's Windows. That's that. And then, I like the animations in it, and I like the transitions in there, and I like, the different templates that they have in the designs are quite good. And in video, I use Wondershare, Filmora, and Wave.video. Which I really like, they're both really good platforms to use. I use an audio program to strip my video away from my audio. And I also, yes, and I use that as well. So when I'm doing my own podcast, I film it and then I strip the audio out of it and then, yeah, make it into a podcast after that.
Thank you so much. So what's your advice you give to someone? So what advice you give to someone pursuing a career path similar to what you're doing now?
Well, you have to love what it is that you're doing. You have to have some form of creative mind. You have to be dedicated to the happiness of your clients. Your clients always come first. You've got to be focused on what they want. It's not what you as the entrepreneur or business owner want. It's what your client wants. Their wants, their needs come way above yours at any time. So that is rule number one, always, is the client comes first. Even if they're wrong, they always come first. You've got to love what you do. It's got to bring some, it has to bring you light and has to make you really happy. You've got to be able to want to jump out of bed in the morning and say, oh, my God, I'm going to go and do this thing today, because it excites you. And if you're working in a job or in a business that doesn't make you bounce out of bed in the morning, then you're in the wrong thing. You're doing something wrong. It's because it's supposed to make you really happy. Other than that, that's all I can say. Just make sure that you've got all your processes in place and seek help when you need it.
Actually, my next question is about motivate. So what motivates you to get up in the morning and go to work?
Because I love what I do. I love helping people. Not just in my business. I'm also heavily involved in domestic and family violence awareness initiative in Adelaide. Even though I live in Hobart, I'm still involved in the one in Adelaide, and also mental health stigma. I'm heavily involved in that, and also the awareness against child sexual abuse. So those things, because I'm very passionate about them, makes me want to get out of bed in the morning, because I know that I can help somebody. And as long as I can help someone, that makes my day.
In line with that, can you elaborate us? I think you are the founder and the president of Healing Through Love. Can you explain to us, to our listener and audience, why did you found it and what is the main purpose of that?
Well, Healing Through Love is a domestic and family violence awareness initiative. And basically it was because the women involved want to give back to the community. Now, we've all been, the women involved as part of the founders or co-founders have all been through domestic or family violence themselves. So they've been survivors of whatever it has happened to be. And so Healing Through Love hold a free annual Pamper Day every year for survivors of domestic violence. And so it's a totally free event, and we have, other business owners come in and offer their time and their resources for nothing for the day. And, we have things like Reiki and massage and access bars and oracle card readings and crystal readings and hairdressers and makeup and skincare and counsellors and women's services and financial advisors. And we even have free clothing for women that, who may be a bit challenged with finding a wardrobe for court or for a job interview. So it's a totally free day, and actually the next one's coming up this Saturday on the 22nd of May. So really excited. I won't be able to go, but I know that it's in good hands.
Thank you for that. So let's go back to, you're a co-author of She Is a Magic Always.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us? What is this, the book?
The book?
Yeah.
It's with 25 other women got together and wrote a book about their challenges in life and how they overcame them. So She Is Magic is a series of books, and we are the third in the series. So there was She Is Magic, She Is Magic 2, We Are She Is Magic Always, and then there's another fourth She Is Magic. I can't remember what it's called. But, yeah, it's basically just women telling a story about a challenge or a difficulty that they've had in life and how they've overcome it so that they could inspire others.
Let's go. So you have also a podcast. You have your own podcast, which is almost 117 episodes now. So
yeah, it's 104. I've just did my 150th yesterday.
Oh, that's congratulations.
Thanks.
So can you give us an overview of talking to expert and why did you produce it?
We are Independent Podcast Network. We are Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate. Would you like to hear your brand while supporting quality podcasts? Contact us now at advertise@guerrillapodcastsyndicate.com.
Well, I think I said a little bit about it earlier on. Is in July of last year, I could see a need because of a lot of business owners were feeling a little bit challenged with the lockdown and they didn't know how they could change their business around. And I thought, well, if I could get some business leaders, other business leaders in different industries to give their advice, their time, their point of view on things like, you know, time management or just getting a business off the ground or, you know, how you can change your thought processes or your mindset or whatever, to give advice to other business owners who are, you know, feeling this challenge of the pandemic or, you know, whatever, then I thought, why not? I'm always trying to pay it forward to other people. So I thought, what a great way to pay forward to business owners was to get other business owners to help them. And that's how it was born out. And, you know, it took me, I don't know, a week to get it off the ground. And as I said, since July last year, I just recorded my 150th episode. So I'm really happy with that.
What is your biggest impact on your business because of podcasting?
I think I spend more time podcasting than I do spending on my business, to be honest. But I love what I do. I love my podcast. I mean, sometimes there is podcast burnout. You think, oh, God, you know, especially when you have the 11 o'clock at night interviews and you think, you know, geez, I just want to go to bed. But, you know, you smile through it. And then at the end of the day, you really end up having a really great conversation with someone that you didn't know. And it brings about networking opportunities from people all over the world. I've had people from India and Sweden and the Netherlands, you know, the US, Canada, the United Kingdom. I've had people from everywhere. I've even had people from over the Middle East. So, yeah, I've had people from everywhere on the podcast. And it's been really great because I've made some really great friends or acquaintances out of it and, you know, we still stay in touch. So, It's great. I think having a podcast is great.
Thank you so
much.
Even
though sometimes you don't want to do it.
Sometimes the schedule is 2 a.m. in the morning for the guests.
Yeah, it is. It's because our time just doesn't equate to everyone else's. It should be all the same, I reckon.
on wrapping up, just what is your final advice to anyone who wanted to start their own business?
I think it's just important to know who your target market is. You just need to know that like you know the back of your hand. You've got to be really confident that you know who your ideal client is. Be passionate about what you do. If you're not passionate about it and it doesn't give you a reason to get out of bed in the morning, then you're obviously not in the right business. always try and pay it forward to others. It's very important that that you're not totally finance focused, because there are other people that you could be offering your advice or your services to that, you know, you never know, they may pay it forward to you one day, or they might pay it forward to somebody else. So it takes one person to start an avalanche of care, I guess. I love paying it forward to other business owners. Quite often I work for nothing, because, you know, they're a bit challenged financially, or I can see that they could do a bit of a hand up or whatever. So, yeah, I don't make a lot of money out of my business because for that reason. I'm too soft, I think, maybe. But anyway, so you can't be totally financially focused. It's unless you're just a hard nose and that's what you're in business for. But if you're in business just to make money, then you're not in the right space. Go and work for somebody else. To me, you've got to be kind. You've got to be kind to yourself. You've got to be kind to others. And make sure you've got all your processes documented. You know what you're doing. If you don't know, go and ask somebody. It's really important that you get advice. As I said before, friends and family really are probably not the right people to be asking, because they're too close to it, and they'll probably say to you that you're mad for trying to start a business up in the first place. But right now during the pandemic is the best time to be starting a business, especially an online one.
Thank you so much, Rose. What a wonderful advice to our listener and audience. So where can our listeners and who is watching right now as well connect with you online?
I have a Facebook page. It's called Rose Davidson on, you know, Facebook. I have a web page. It's called rose-davidson.com. And you can find my podcast on talkingwiththeexperts.com, or I have a Facebook page called Talking With The Experts Vodcast. Where else can you find me? You can find me on LinkedIn, and you can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter. I think that's about it. I don't think I'm anywhere else.
Not in TikTok?
No, not TikTok. But you can find my podcast on like SoundCloud and iTunes and Spotify and anywhere that good podcasting is listened to. So it's everywhere.
All right. Thank you so much, Rose.
Oh, and YouTube. You can find me both on YouTube as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Posting on YouTube. That's the second largest search engine. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Rose, for your time and for the time tonight. I know you've been busy. And to our audience, so all the show notes, all the link will be on the show notes of the podcast. So please visit Rose Davidson on her old social media channels. And I said, we help each other in small business. And thank you so much for that. So thank you for another episode of Thrive Podcast under Osbod Syndicate. And before I go, I want to say thank you to Deaf and Turf training service. So it's a sign language services that they're going to do a sign language interpretation to all my video podcasts. And thank you to the Kangaroo Firm Media Lab, the podcast management. So if you need any podcast management, just go to them. It's under kangaroofirm.com. Thank you so much, and see you next week for another episode of Thrive Podcast. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit our website at www.ospodsyndicate.com.au, where you can subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or via RSS, so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, rate and review this podcast and share it with your friends. You can also join the conversation with Ospod Syndicate on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please consider on making a donation to help us keep making the podcasts you love. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us.